from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, powerhouse pairing, 10 to 2 every day.
On 670 The Score.
The Cubs will take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight over at Wrigley Field. Baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits that still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's that pitching matchup again. Paul Skeens versus Kyle Hendricks, not Justin Steele. Justin Steele was scratched because of some elbow soreness, and I always tend to doom spiral when it comes to such things. And Ian Happ tried to talk us off the ledge and maybe just needs to skip a start and get himself right.
Well, why don't we talk about some of the positives, though, about the Cubs? That they have put themselves, they have at least given themselves a chance for September to matter, when it looked like that wasn't going to be the case. Dan is good on the harsh realities, and he's right, because really what we've seen inside the division is them being at about 10 games. Like, they're 10 games back, and that's partially because Milwaukee has just not stopped. Even though you think they would, I thought I told you that they won't stop, they're not stopping. So the Cubs, even though they're in second place, are still 10 games back. There's no real chance of that happening. The wild card numbers are also daunting, but a little bit better. They're 3.5 games back, and they've cut like 2 games over the last week and a half.
But they got to win it outright, remember. They can't tie.
They can't tie. And now they are, as it stands, they only have to jump over 2 teams, the Mets and Atlanta, for that last spot. But the Mets are also playing really well. The bleeping Mets are 10 games over 500. And you always look at the loss column, especially this time of year. And when you look in the loss column, actually, Atlanta's coming back a little bit. Only 4 losses down now to Atlanta.
But that means you're 5 back.
You're 5 back because you got to get...
Yep, that's... And they're, if you do the math, again, over the Cubs basically have... They can lose maybe 5 more games from here on in. That's it. You start doing magic number stuff. They've got to go, what do they have, 25 games, go 20-5?
It's why last night hurts.
Yes.
Because that's a game that you should have won.
You let that guy hit a 3-run homer in the one guy at the one time do the one thing that couldn't happen.
And you could have gained on Atlanta because they lost last night, and you lost ground to the Mets because they won last night.
Every loss is double punishing. You got to win every game.
Well, it's going to be impossible to win every game, but you definitely can't lose games like you lost last night.
Well, Jed Hoyer, the president of baseball operations at the Cubs, was on with Mully and Haw this morning, and he was asked specifically whether or not he thinks this season can be considered a success if the likeliest thing happens and they miss the playoffs.
Well, I think, you know, naturally you go into the season and your goal is to make the postseason. We, you know, missed it in such cruel fashion last year, and you know, I feel like our team is stronger this year. So yeah, I think there will be disappointment. That's the goal. It has to be the goal, you know, every year. But I do feel like, you know, we played really poor baseball in May and June. We didn't hit. We didn't play well. And, you know, I do feel like there are some other things within, there are other goals within that. Like, it's a larger goal to make the playoffs. That is, we'll be disappointed if that doesn't happen. But at the same time, I want to play well the rest of the season. You know, since the beginning of July, we've been a really good team. I think we're third in baseball during that stretch and, you know, overall record. And I think it's really important to prove that we're not the team that we were in May and June, that happened. We can't do anything about that. But it's really gratifying to watch our offense start swinging the bats. That was really the biggest struggle we had in May and June. And there was a lot of questions about the offense. You know, was last year a fluke? You know, what happened last year? We were 6 in run scoring. You know, what's happened this year? And it's nice that I think we've answered some of those questions. But hopefully we can just keep fighting. And I love the spirit of the clubhouse and the coaching staff. And it feels like, you know, everyone's pulling the same direction, and hopefully we can just keep playing well.
My feeling on this is that I'm rooting for the guys in the clubhouse. And if they make it there, here's the part that stinks. If they make it there, there will be a lot of credit given to the front office. And in some cases, they deserve it. Their scouting and signing of Shota Imanaga has been pivotal to the Cubs even being in contention in September. Michael Busch started off, he's really tailed off. He really tailed off over the last couple of months from where he was.
Offensively. He's been much better defensively.
Yeah, you hated him as a first baseman.
He was bad. His footwork was bad. He was playing the first base wrong.
Well, he was kind of playing it for the first time, too. So you got to give guys an opportunity.
It's incredibly hard.
It's incredibly hard, Wash. Paredes, bringing him in, and I feel like I gave them, I apologized too quickly about Paredes. I think he's fine, but we'll see. But I'm rooting for those guys to kind of go beyond what they've been given. And we are seeing a resurgence of Dansby Swanson.
He's 3.2 WAR, almost entirely driven by his defense and his plus base running.
And now he's been hitting again. Peaker Armstrong has been developed into a problematic offensive player over the last 5-6 weeks, and that's great. I don't know if it can continue, but I know that I've enjoyed watching the growth.
I like the trend line. Mm-hmm. I very much like the trend line with Pete Crow Armstrong, and we are starting to see ways that he can affect games and what he can do offensively beyond just hitting the baseball. It's that on-base percentage number. It's a 288. And if once that's
330. Well, yeah, but
I know, but yeah, then you're talking about a very impactful player.
Because of usually him being able to take a base for you once he gets on the first base. Has he been thrown out yet?
Once.
One time.
It was like technically on a rundown or something, too. So
yep. He wasn't beaten by a throw to a base in the way that it would sound like.
Someone put together yesterday, I know we were talking about last week with Detroit in town, someone put together the Javi slide, like 2-minute video. It's really great. The surf stuff and the
glide.
Yeah, like, God, it's so good. Anyway, Jed Hoyer would also like to answer these allegations that they're playing around with the CBT, especially when it comes to Drew Smyly.
You know, the waiver process, the way it works now, it's kind of an unfortunate process because it's supposed to be confidential. A ton of guys go on waivers during that time of year. The great majority of the guys that go on waivers don't get out publicly. And then kind of a random handful do get out publicly. And that always causes a lot of confusion among the fan base, among the players. I wish they would, you know, change the way it works because it isn't, it sort of isn't helpful, but yeah, we placed them on waivers, you know, and, obviously you went through unclaimed, as did, you know, probably hundreds of players, you know, this month. So not something that normally is a topic of discussion, but you know, when it does get out, people will talk about it. And, very happy to have Drew still on the team. And obviously he's pitched really well for us. And, you know, we just did that. And, you know, in the case someone took him, we do have, a number of young, of other young players we could, take a look at the rest of the way. So that was really the logic behind it. Very simple, just like all the other teams do it. For whatever reason, the Drew placement got out on waivers, and so people, started talking about it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, this has been going back a while now. They changed the waiver timing a little bit, revocable and irrevocable waivers. And I the explaining of this gets extremely in the weeds when people hear the number of players who are anybody can claim at that point. I want to say it was the White Sox claim of Alex Rios that created a great deal of discussion, because that might have been a block where they had the opportunity to keep a competing team from getting him.
And then you ended up with him.
And the White Sox were awarded the claim, and they didn't think they'd be awarded the claim, so Alex Rios joined the White Sox, and they said, oh, I guess we have Alex Rios now and his enormous Blue Jays contract.
Yeah. He's another one of those guys who just, come on, man.
When you saw the actual skills involved,
yeah,
like his hot streaks were really hot, and there were some tantalizing stuff there too.
He could do all the things.
I know, but he also, remember when we were wondering why does he throw so strangely from center field when he was sort of sidearm whipping everything like he was skipping a stone? It was only after he left where they said, yeah, his shoulder's destroyed. Like, what?
That's not good.
He can't really lift his arm over his head.
What would you guess Alex Rios' career OPS plus is?
101.
Great guess. 100. He's Alex Rios, replacement level player.
He is average offensive player relative to run environment.
27.3 WAR, though.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's better than I thought.
Defensively, he used to go get it back in the day.
I know. But that's when we learned a lot about the waiver process. I'm not as mad as some were about the Drew Smyly thing.
I want to keep the pressure on this front office. That and to me, there is something that would be satisfying for the guys in the clubhouse to make it. But I know that if they make it, that's a justification for the front office and their methods. And I'm not sure that that's the lesson that I would like from them to learn from this season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.